I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're on car insurance. Best hockey writer in the world, Pat Hickey of the Montreal Gazette. There's nobody better, award-winning. He's a stud. We always love having him on the bench. It's been a minute or two. How you doing, Pat?
It's always great to be with you, Scotty.
My man, how's everything? You doing well?
Everything's great.
I love hearing that. I love having you back on. We were talking about dynasties in hockey on the show the other night, and we were talking about that Montreal run in the 70s where there was about six of them in a row that they rattled off in 10 years, right? It was about, I don't know, 6 and 7 years or 6 and 8 years.
Yeah, five in a row and seven altogether.
I mean, it was just crazy. What do you remember most about that stretch?
Well, I remember, Ken Dryden obviously was a big part of that dynasty. Scotty Bowman was the coach. Every player on the team hated him. But if you ask them now, they go back and they say, geez, we wouldn't have been the same team without him. You had Guy Lafleur. You just had just a litany of Hall of Famers. I think there were 8 Hall of Fame guys on that team. And they were just tremendous, just a tremendous team.
So they're playing some decent hockey again these days up there, aren't they?
It's a bit of a surprise. I mean, this team was, I think, third or fourth in the bottom last year. They got rid of their captain and leading scorer, Max Pacioretty. They got rid of Alex Galchenyuk, who was their first-round draft pick 5 or 6 years ago, a guy they had a lot of promise for. And, it looked like their number one defenseman, Shea Weber, was going to be out until December. Carey Price was coming off the worst year of his career, and he was starting a new 8-year contract that pays him $10.5 million. This looked like a team that was ready for a disaster, and they surprised everybody. They're playing Toronto tomorrow night. If they beat Toronto, they're in second place in the Atlantic Division.
I actually, just so we can be clear here, I bet on them tomorrow in that game already. I just think, they're hot. They won, they're like 8-1-1. They won 3 in a row. Tell me about their recent stretch of success where they've, beat up on the likes of the Oilers, Ducks, Jets, here the Leafs come in, and then they also in that, they had a nice run before that, too, with wins over the Avs, Bruins, Panthers, and Jackets, only to lose to the Flyers, surprisingly, and Devils, surprisingly, because, the Flyers got hot, but the Devils have stunk all year. But literally, they've won so many games, it's not even funny.
Yeah, they played very well in the last little while. Carey Price, I think, is the second best record of any goaltender from December 1st on, and that also coincides with Shea Weber's return on defense. But Price has won 7 in a row now. They're playing very well. They've gotten a lot out of their top line. Philip Deneau, who's probably the most underrated, underappreciated player in this city. He has Jonathan Drouin on one wing and Brendan Gallagher on the other wing. And these guys just beat teams with their speed. They've got a lot of speed. They're, not only are they the top scorers on the team, but they're also tasked with playing against the other team's top line because Deneau is your best face-off guy, your best defensive center, and they've just done a tremendous job at both ends of the ice. Last night, they just didn't give Winnipeg any room at all. They outshot them 53-34. They had to puck most of the night and just made it very difficult on the Jets.
So I can't believe Pat Hickey with us at the Gazette in Montreal. Longtime friend of the show, talking pucks here early tonight on a Pain-Free Friday. I can't even believe that Ty Domi's kid has turned into this kind of player, to be honest with you. What do you think of him?
Yeah, he's done an amazing job. I mean, he was in Arizona before when he got traded for Alex Galchenyuk. The feeling was that the Canadiens gave away some size. They gave away some scoring. Domi hadn't played very well, hadn't lived up to expectations in Arizona. But It was interesting because when he said he got traded, he said he wanted to get back to a hockey environment. And that just wasn't there in Arizona. And it's turned out that he's right. I mean, he's thrived here. He enjoys playing in the spotlight in Montreal. He's their leading scorer. He's not very big, but he's very feisty, very much like his father, except with a lot more skill. And, you know, he's just been great. Unfortunately, the last little while, his wingers have all been hurt. Thomas Tatar missed the game the other night with the flu. He's been playing with Paul Byron, who's been out with a forearm injury. And so the last couple of games, he hasn't done much. But, you know, I think that once he gets some wingers back, you know, they're going to be good. He'll have Andrew Shaw. Tatar is back, and Andrew Shaw will probably be back tomorrow night. He hasn't played since December 31st. He had a neck injury, and he's got a history of concussion. So they were very, very wary about bringing him back too soon. And they've, you know, he's been ready to go. He says he's been ready to go for a week now, but the medical people haven't agreed. But it looks like he will be back tomorrow night.
So let me ask you, Pat, when they are good like this, obviously it's the best place in the world to be, frankly, a hockey fan, if you ask me. I mean, there's nothing like that place. Like, I've been in there before when they're winning and it's, you know, late February, March, and they're, you know, they're winning and the fans are getting, they're licking their chops and they're getting ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The atmosphere must be palpable and building in Montreal right now, realizing that they've got a team no one thought was going to be this good, and all of a sudden they are this good, and everybody's got to be jacked up.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, there were a lot of people who canceled their season tickets at the end of last year. Tickets are expensive here, you know, and there was a couple of games early in the season. They had had a 12 or 13 game, 13-year streak where they didn't have a sellout every night. But last year, at the end of the year, people started, you know, tickets were sold, but people weren't showing up. And so there was a few empty seats earlier in the season, but I think people realize that not only were they winning, but they're an exciting team. They're fun to watch. And I think that even on the nights they lost, you know, people felt they were getting entertainment value. And now they're back to where they're having sellouts every night. And the atmosphere in the building, as you say, is just electric when they're winning.
Let me ask you lastly, I got 1 minute respectfully, Pat. What do you think of the, in the East, the Islanders, the way they've played, and what you see, you know, in terms of the, you know, playoffs? I mean, these are going to be great playoffs because I think all of those teams, let's say if it were to end today, even as wild cards, Bruins and Penguins, whatever, you're talking about, those are really, you know, so 8 good teams. And the way the Islanders have played has been crazy. And, you know, everybody else, Tampa, the numbers they have staggering. What do you think will happen with the East?
Well, I think Tampa's the team to beat, but I'm glad to see the Islanders. I'm a Long Island guy originally. My parents were Islanders season ticket holders for 20 years, and right from day one. So it's good to see them back. Of course, they, you know, they got lucky. Lou Lamoriello came back as a general manager, and he got lucky when Barry Trotz was suddenly available. And I don't think there's a better coach in the NHL right now. And I think that's a big reason for their success. I think a lot of people felt when they lost John Tavares that this was going to be a team that you know, was not going to be able to compete. But they've done a tremendous job there.
Hey, what do you think of that, Carver High, Jay Berman, 2 Islander fans? You should see them in here. They're like puppies. They're like puppies scraping the door. Their owner's coming home from work. They're
it's
scraping,
exciting, baby.
They're scraping at the door. These Islander fans over here, Pat Hickey, they love you. They're like,
bring us Tavares in 3 weeks.
Pat,
let's go.
Pat grew up on Long Island. He likes the Islanders in the back of his mind. That's who he's rooting for. These guys are, what do you think, Jay? You're lapping it up.
I'm enjoying it.
It's unbelievable. Pat, great stuff tonight, brother. I love you. Keep bringing them home. We'll see how the Canadians do. I'll talk to you before the playoffs.
Don't be a stranger. Call anytime, Scott.
My man, Pat Hickey at the Montreal Gazette, our good friend, great hockey writer, one of the best, one of a kind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.